From Business to Personal Finance, our regular contributor, Michelle Singletary, tells us today about a phenomenon that's gaining more and more fans, online banking. She spoke earlier with Day-to-Day's Alex Chadwick.
Customers who are used to dealing with ATMs and telephone tellers are starting to feel more at ease banking at branches that exist only in the virtual world. Of course, not everyone is ready to give internet banking a try. Michelle, I'm sure the first question a lot of people have is, are internet banks safe?
They are safe if they are insured by the government, the FDIC, and if they've got that seal, then they're as safe as any brick-and-mortar bank. But you need to check that out and make sure. The one thing about the internet is people can pretend to be almost anything because you're not looking at them face-to-face. You don't see a bank branch. So definitely check it out before you put any money in an internet bank.
Well, how do you know that an internet bank is not a scam?
Well, first of all, you need to go to the website, FDIC.gov, FDIC.gov, and type in the formal name of the bank, the city, the state, and the government agency will let you know whether or not they're legit, whether or not they are protected by this insurance. So that's what you want to do. And before you send off an email with any information, call the bank, talk to a real person. They've all got customer service lines, and make sure you're comfortable with that. And also ask the bank about their precautions about your information. Is your information going to be encrypted? How is it going to be encrypted? You just want assurances that when you send them information over the internet, it's encrypted so that someone else can't confiscate it.
So how many people are switching to internet banks and why? What is it that they're going for?
Well, there's still not a lot of internet banks, but they're growing because they're able to offer people higher rates on CDs. Their fees are often lower, and that's because they don't have all the fixed costs of a brick-and-mortar kind of bank. Now, that doesn't mean that they always have the best rates, so you still need to shop around because a lot of the traditional banks are competing with them because they still want your business. But what I found that they may have better terms. So, for example, say a brick-and-mortar bank is offering a CD at, say, 3%, a one-year CD, which is a great rate. Hardly anybody's offering it, but just say. But an internet bank is offering it, say, for 2.5. Well, that traditional bank may require you to put $10,000 down to get that rate, whereas the internet bank might require just $1,000. So you see, it's a little better deal in that sense because you don't have to have as much money to get that better rate.
How about disadvantages? I mean, I guess one would be that you never get to meet your banker face-to-face, but maybe that's okay with a lot of people.
Yeah, you don't have to stand in those long lines. You don't have to get dressed. Well, I think one of the biggest disadvantages is if you're hooked on ATM machines. Lots of these banks don't have a great network of ATMs. Although increasingly they are getting better. E-Trade, which is an internet bank, has an internet bank. They've got, I think, more than 15,000 ATMs around the country. But if you use ATMs a lot, that could work to your disadvantage because then you'll be charged ATM fees. Perhaps not by the internet bank, because often they don't charge you to use an ATM, but the bank that you're using does. So you have to watch that. But if you're getting a higher rate on something, it may be still to your advantage to use the internet bank.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She's the author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Michelle, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Welcome.
And that interview by Alex Chadwick.